Welcome to the Lunch Special. And welcome to another fresh edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. And today, from the Stanford Graduate School of Business, Laura Keller. Laura, welcome to KZSU.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Now, it's very interesting because you grew up on Stanford campus because your dad teaches here.
Yep, that's right.
And you went to Pali High.
Went to Pali High. Vikings.
Right on, where some famous people went, including yourself and Joan Baez.
I think Jerry Garcia went there, too.
Did he really?
Yep.
No kidding. Yep. So he grew up in Palo Alto?
Yep.
I didn't know that. And then you did some traveling to go to school, and you actually lived abroad in Australia. We're going to talk about all that as the hour progresses. But is there a theme to the music you brought today?
Most of it's just songs I like. Good memories associated with a lot of it, concerts I've seen, friends it reminds me of, little other stuff I can talk about as we go along with each song.
Mm-hmm. You're currently in the Graduate School of Business for your first year. Is that a four-year program?
Yeah, it's a two-year program.
So you got 2 years to get that right, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The paper chase. Well, Laura Keller's our guest. We're going to play some more music. Who was that and what was that?
That was Xavier Rudd, Mana, he was playing the didgeridoo there. And
What's a didgeridoo?
Oh, it's like a long, wooden instrument, kind of like a tube, and you've got to do something special with your mouth to really make that sound. It's really hard. I can't do it myself.
Is it from Australia?
It's from Australia. He's an Australian guy. I saw him play there in a little cafe in 2003.
Play there. You mean play in Australia?
Yep, saw him play in Australia.
Oh, you were in Australia?
Yes, that was where I did my study abroad.
Okay, and so you saw this, and I guess it really affected you, huh?
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. He plays, he can play, I don't know, four or five different instruments at once. He's got foot drums and didgeridoo and a harmonica, and he sings. Wow. He's a pretty amazing guy.
Wow. And you said he's touring the world now.
Yep, I've seen him in the UK. He's been out here. He's all over. He's big now.
You said you saw him at the Fillmore.
I saw him at the Fillmore, yep.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What do we got up next for the folks?
We've got Do the Whirlwind by Architecture in Helsinki, In Case We Die.
Hit it.
Thank you. Thank you.
back now with Graduate School of Business, current attendee Laura Keller, and you're also a graduate of Washington University in St. Louis, right?
That's right.
Now, let's talk about that music, because that primarily that's what this show is about. We have the different guests come on, Stanford folks of all different types and types, every week for an hour. And talk about that music. Back announce it, and why that music?
Okay, so we just heard Gettysburg by Rat-a-Tat. And before that, we heard Ghost Rider by RJD2. And again, before that was Do the Whirlwind by Architecture in Helsinki. Mm-hmm. So that first one by Architecture in Helsinki, that was another show I saw at the Fillmore. So that was just a really fun show, something a little unusual compared to the shows I normally see. And they were pretty fun. And then just those last two, Rat-a-Tat and RJD2, I guess when I'm doing my homework or when I was sitting at work before, neither of them have words. So it just kind of gets me into the mode of getting work done and not being distracted, but sort of focusing. So
So you use music as a tool.
I do. It kind of helps me focus in. But if there are words, then it distracts me. So
now what about at home? Do you collect music?
A little bit. I mostly actually listen to Pandora at home.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is part of that your generation is really kind of showing the way for those of us Luddites who like to collect a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think I used to collect a little more than I do now, but I guess Pandora is sort of a good way to learn about new artists, because I'll recommend other artists to you. That's sort of the main way. And then also, I guess actually at GSB, at the Graduate School of Business, we've got a GS Beats list where folks email out about concerts and about new artists. So that's where I learn about music as well.
Really? At the business school?
At the business school, music. Yeah. There's a few DJs in our class, actually.
Really?
So, yeah, you should bring one of them on sometime.
Yeah, we should. If you can get us a hookup for it,
sure.
Please tell Blue, the producer. We're here with Laura Keller. And she's a Pali High graduate, grew up right here on campus, and now she's at the Graduate School of Business. And what else? What do we got next for the folks, Laura?
The next one is The Bravery, and it's called Believe.
Not coming back. We're doing time. just might feel that I'm just nothing. That's just what I've become. What am I waiting for? It's already done. I need something more to keep on breathing.
That was a nice chunk of music right there. In case you just tuned in, this is KZSU's Lunch Special, and you can always hear this show later on by logging on to Radio 4 All. That's the number 4, Radio 4 All. It's archived there under Lunch Special, and there's at least 50 or 100 shows that our producers put up, and they're all amazing. But today we have Laura Keller from the Graduate School of Business here at Stanford, a Pali High graduate. Also, you graduated from St. Louis University in St. Louis, Washington University in St. Louis, but the main thing is you were raised right here on campus because your father's a professor.
That's right.
And you went on to study, and you've been around the world, and you have great musical taste. This is great. And you decided to go back to school. Now, you studied econ, and first of all, what was that set? Let's talk about that set a little bit. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay, so the one we just heard was called Lost Along the Way. It's by Mo, kind of a jam band, another one I've seen in concert at the Fillmore.
Cool.
And the one before that was a Beck song called Girl, and then the one before that was The Bravery, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Beck's another one of my favorite shows that I've seen. That was one I went to with my brother. We used to have this tradition where every year for his birthday, I'd get him concert tickets. And so that was one of the shows we saw. And now his birthday happens to be right around when they do Outside Lands Festival in San Francisco. So we've been going to that every year.
Cool. Do you go to Hardly Strictly Bluegrass too?
I do. I love that festival.
Very cool. Now, you, besides being the Graduate School of Business, you're a board member at a local nonprofit called ACTERRA.
That's right. Yep, they're a local environmental organization.
Speak a little bit about that, and let's get into a little bit of your, because you studied environmental studies at Washington University in St. Louis, right?
Yep. That's been my passion, sort of making positive environmental change, and ACTERRA is pretty much the preeminent local nonprofit that focuses on kind of a grassroots way of exciting local people about the environment and giving them a chance to sort of connect with other community members that are passionate about the environment. They've got a lot of really great programs, and I was able to get involved through Stanford, actually, which has a board fellows program where they give business students the opportunity to sit in on a board of a local nonprofit and, you know, basically help them out by doing a project. So I'm doing a special project for ACTERRA right now. But then I get to, you know, learn from them basically about how their board operates. So
now, where are they located? Here in Palo Alto?
Yep, they're in Palo Alto, right on Bayshore.
And there must be a website for them, huh?
Yep, they're ACTERRA.org.
Oh, ACTERRA.
Mm-hmm.
Is that short for anything? Because I know Terra has to do with Earth, right?
Yeah, it's sort of Action for a Healthy Planet is sort of what they're trying to communicate with their name.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Laura Keller's our guest. And we have about 18 minutes left. Can we squeeze some more music in?
Let's do it.
The hardest to love.
knock to a window to leave her alone. Will you come meet me at the back of the grove? All the trees were in bloom, that sweet smell in the air. We were trembling together, we were young, we were scared, yeah. And I was her knight, but her daddy didn't like me. He ain't like how I look. He said, leave that boy be, and that's all that it took, yeah.
I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're gonna be mine.
Old Blue Eyes, Back in Town. That was the last pick by our guest today, Laura Keller. Why Blue Eyes? Did you grow up listening to him? Did your parents play a lot of them?
My husband likes to sing Frank Sinatra in the shower.
Really?
Yep.
Is he any good at it? Well, he'll hear. He's either hearing the show now or hear it later, so we'll say you said yes.
It puts me in a good mood in the morning.
Very cool. Frank Sinatra.
We also had a Frank song at our wedding, so.
Cool. Who else did we play in that set? Who else did you play in that set?
We also heard J.J. Gray and Mofro. Their
really?
Song called Orange Blossoms.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then before that, we had Broken Bells with The Ghost Inside.
Well, we got a few minutes. We got about 2 minutes. So, Laura Keller, you graduated from Washington U. You studied environmental studies. You study economics. You're on the board of Actera, an environmental organization. What are you looking forward to in the future?
I'm looking forward to sort of continuing to pursue my goal of making positive environmental change. That's really my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also looking forward to continuing exploring my passion for food as well. Being in the Bay Area, so many opportunities to do that.
Sure. And now how do you see yourself in that role? Preparing it? I don't know. How do you see yourself in that role?
Growing it, preparing it, eating it. I really love visiting farms. My family has a vineyard up in Sonoma, small family vineyard, so I love spending time up there,
mm-hmm.
trying to make some green initiatives happen up there. So,
mm-hmm. Have you met Alice Waters?
I've heard her speak, but I have not met her personally.
Because I would say if anybody had said that before, what you just said, she might have at one point, you know. I don't know if she set out to do what she... I don't know if she dreamed about doing when she was young what she's doing now, but she's been one of the pioneers of that whole movement, right?
She's great. I've got three of her books, so.
Have you eaten at Chez Panisse?
Yes.
It's great,
it's
isn't
awesome.
It?
Awesome. Yeah.
Laura Keller, this has been wonderful. And your dad still teaches here, right?
Part-time. Yep, he's a consulting professor.
Well, we'd love to have him on this show sometime. So if you can twist his arm a little bit.
All right.
And the music was all great today. What are we going to go out with?
With Trey, and it's called Shine.
Perfect. Please come back and send some of your buddies from business school over too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
lines.